2 years ago, E1 Entertainment and the Archive of American Television released on DVD a long-lost treasure from TV's golden age, the original 1954 live drama 12 Angry Men. This week, it released another TV treasure, never before available on home video, and not televised since its 1966 premiere. It's Evening Primrose, a made-for-TV musical with songs by Stephen Sondheim. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has this review.
Lots of excellent TV is being presented this week. The third season premiere of In Treatment on HBO, the premiere of The Walking Dead on AMC. But no new television event, to me, is quite so exciting as this week's DVD release of Evening Primrose, which hasn't been available since ABC presented it in the fall of 1966, 44 years ago. Evening Primrose is kind of a Twilight Zone episode set to music. And that makes sense, since it's based on a short story by John Collier, whose creepy, fanciful stories inspired episodes not only of Twilight Zone, but a handful of Alfred Hitchcock Presents installments as well. Evening Primrose is about a young poet in New York City who decides to avoid both pressure and rent by moving into a department store, hiding during the day and living there rent-free at night. It turns out he's not the first to have that idea, and the other residents have some very firm opinions about who gets to stay and how to dispose of those who don't. Composer Stephen Sondheim was attracted to this story by motivations other than pure inspiration. At the age of 36, Sondheim already had written the lyrics for West Side Story, Gypsy, and Do I Hear a Waltz, and music and lyrics for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which was a hit, and Anyone Can Whistle, which wasn't. His envelope-pushing triumph, Company, was 4 years in the future. He was working with writer James Goldman on a show that eventually would become another classic, Follies. But Goldman's wife was about to have a second child, and he needed rent money for a larger apartment. So Sondheim approached the producers of ABC's Stage 67, which had announced its intention to present a primetime weekly art series, and asked if they wanted an original musical from Goldman and him. Presto. Evening Primrose was born, with Sondheim's friend Anthony Perkins, 6 years after Psycho, playing Charles, the poet who takes residence after hours in Stern's department store. You know from the start, the very start, that this is pure, clever Sondheim. The opening song gets its tempo from Charles, from his frightened heartbeat, as he hides away, listening as the night watchman turns off all the lights and leaves. And then it begins.
Is it done? Are they gone? Am I alone? I'm alone. It's done. They're gone. I'm a genius. Charles, you are an unadulterated genius. You are an indisputably extraordinary. What was that? Not a thing. You're a fool. You are alone. And it begins. Careful. Careful. Mustn't get excited. Mustn't overdo it. Softly. Tiptoe. You'll get used to it in no time. Look at it. Beautiful. What a place to live. What a place to write. I shall be inspired. I shall turn out elegies and sonnets, verses by the ton. At last I have a home and nobody will know. No one in the world. Nobody will know I'm here. I am free. I am free. Goodbye, my friends, and good riddance. Pardon while I disappear. Come see me soon in my hideaway. If you can find me, I'm here.
Evening Primrose was televised in color, but no master tapes survive. Even so, this new release is copied from a recently discovered and restored black and white print that is infinitely clearer and better than that bootleg copy that has been rumored to be circulating among Sondheim fans for years. In fact, the packaging on this DVD release deserves special mention. Not only are there extras on the DVD, but it comes with a fascinating 28-page booklet with the show's entire history, written by Jane Klain of the Paley Center for Media. With this release, Evening Primrose finally gets the respect it deserves. And boy, does it make a case for the early brilliance of Sondheim. When co-star Charmian Carr, as a young woman who has lived in the store since she was six, sings longingly of the outside world, every comparison she makes is to a piece of store merchandise. And in the finale, when she's begging in song to be taken away by Charles, he speaks up, then sings up, to disagree. Their duet is intense and amazing. And after almost half a century, it's available again.
Take me to a world where I can is better here. I know, I've seen them both.
Let me see the world.
A poet doesn't count for much out there.
Smiles take me to the world.
We'd be cold and hungry in the winter.
Somewhere
dark,
I can
dark, shabby room.
For
cracked
miles
plaster,
take me to
things.
The world.
You couldn't get a job. I couldn't hold one.
Around,
we'd begin to hate each other.
Growing in the ground,
we'd have fights, you'd cry.
Where birds that make us
couldn't bear it if you cried.
Let me see the world.
I have seen
that's
the
real.
World.
Show me how it's done.
And it's mean and ugly.
Teach me how to laugh.
We could laugh together
feel
here.
Me to the sun.
Stay here with me.
Just hold
stay here.
My hand.
I love you
whenever
forever.
We are
but we're happy here.
Let it be a world.
Stay with me.
With you. Any other world.
Stay with me.
Take me to a world where I can be alive.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. His book, Dangerously Funny, The Uncensored Story of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, has just been published in paperback. We're not done with Stephen Sondheim. I'm recording an interview with him about his new book, Finishing the Hat, which we expect to broadcast Thursday. We're closing with music from his show that's in revival on Broadway, A Little Night Music. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.